In Southern California, over the past 2 weeks, as many as 12 priests have been quietly asked to leave their jobs because of past sexual abuse. That is according to a report today in the Los Angeles Times. So far, the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles will neither confirm nor deny the story. The report follows the sentencing last month of the Boston priest John Gagan. He got 10 years for fondling a young boy. And the Boston Archdiocese has given prosecutors the names of 80 other priests suspected of abusing minors. From Los Angeles, NPR's Andy Bowers reports on the spreading scandal.
According to the Times story, Cardinal Roger Mahoney is forcing somewhere between 6 and 12 Los Angeles area priests to retire or otherwise leave their ministries. At the same time, a priest in the neighboring Orange County diocese bid farewell to his congregation yesterday, saying he was being forced to resign because of misconduct with an adolescent 19 years ago. The Diocese of Orange confirms that Father Michael Petrich was asked to resign. The Los Angeles Archdiocese won't comment other than to refer reporters to a statement published on its website last month. It says if the archdiocese determines that a priest or deacon has at any time engaged in sexual abuse of a minor, quote, that person will be removed from all clerical offices and all pastoral or educational ministry and will not be reassigned. He will never, says the statement, return to active ministry. To observers of this problem within the church, these new revelations show that Boston was hardly an isolated case.
What is going on is absolutely monumental. It is a groundswell of reformation of the church.
Richard Sipe is a former priest and now a psychotherapist and author of Sex, Priests, and Power, The Anatomy of a Crisis. He says these latest revelations, if true, show that a wave of recognition is sweeping over the church.
That this is a bigger problem than just individuals. That it's a problem of the system. And you can just see it. It's like a ripple going across the United States. And I've heard from some of my friends in Europe that it's just taken Europe by storm also.
However, the California cases may not be solely a reaction to the Boston case. Last fall, both the Los Angeles and Orange County Diocese settled a lawsuit brought by Ryan DeMaria, who says he was abused as a teenager by a priest. The church agreed to give DeMaria not only $5.2 million, but a promise as well. Kathy Freeberg is DeMaria's attorney.
We asked both dioceses to implement a zero-tolerance policy so that if they have knowledge of any priest who was currently molesting or had molested, the diocese had agreed that they would be ousted from their positions within the two dioceses.
But if as many as 12 priests have been dismissed all at once in Los Angeles, that suggests to some that the archdiocese has clearly been letting the problem slide for a long time. Patrick Schiltz, interim dean of the St. Thomas University School of Law and a former attorney representing Christian denominations, had this reaction when told of the LA Times report.
There shouldn't be a dozen priests on the books who need to go. If you have a good policy in place, if you are taking clergy sexual misconduct seriously, then as information comes to your attention, the priest should be going. So you shouldn't be collecting a dozen of them who all are sent out at the same time.
One priest who didn't want to be interviewed on tape, but who's a longtime observer of this problem, expressed some concern at the news from California. He said with some in the church now apparently so eager to root out past misdeeds by priests, it could lead to those accused being presumed guilty until proven innocent. But, said this priest, that may be an inevitable overreaction because, in his words, the bishops now have zero credibility on this issue. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.